Today marks Ghana's 56th independence anniversary. The day is usually observed with colorful parades by school children and security personnel at the Black Star Square in Accra and all the regional capitals across the country in honor of those who helped in the struggle for independence. This year's celebration is on the theme, Partnership and Innovation for Building a New and Better Ghana. Victoria Hadji takes a look at the day and finds out whether Ghana has achieved the aim of becoming independent.
The independence anniversary is a momentous occasion marking the event that ended the 113 years of British colonial rule and ushered the country into constitutional governance under the leadership of its founder and first Prime Minister and President Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Though Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah spearheaded the independence struggle and eventually secured independence for the country on 6th March 1957, others such as Mr. George Alfred Grant, popularly known as Pa Grant, Dr. J.B. Dankwa, Mr. Emmanuel Obechebi Lamte, Mr. Ebenezer Akweje, Mr. Edward Ekufuado, Mr. William Ofuriata, Mr. Mensa Saba, as well as the countless known and unknown others, also played various roles in the struggle. Dr. Nkrumah, on the eve of independence, expressed the need for a new Ghana which will manage its own affairs.
Is ready to fight his own battle and show that after all, the black man is capable of managing his own affairs.
After 56 years, Ghana is celebrating the day and even recognize it as a holiday. How relevant is the celebration of this day? A political science lecturer at University of Ghana, Dr. Evans Agridakun, believes even though Ghana is still grappling with some of the basic necessities of life, we need to celebrate.
We ought to celebrate, no matter how modest the gains have been. Of course, self-determination is very important. If you are a nation and you come out of colonialism, now you have the opportunity to put your own people at the helm of affairs, to be able to determine the direction of the economy among others. It gives you the opportunity to demonstrate to the world that you have arrived and that you are capable of managing your own affairs among others. Even though we have not achieved that quantum leap by way of living standards, how to improve the quality of life among others, and we're still grappling with some of the basic necessities of life, it's still cause for celebration, because when you celebrate, it also gives you the opportunity to do some serious introspection, to be able to analyze, take stock of what you have done right and what you have done wrong, and perhaps what corrective measures you are likely to put in place to be able to address the numerous challenges that confront you on a daily basis.
On the issue of whether Ghana has been really independent for all these years, Dr. Agridakun said Ghana for the past 20 years has been able to consolidate some gains as far as democracy is concerned. He indicated that in terms of human resources, Ghana has a lot, citing Kofi Annan, who is considered as one of the best UN Secretary General, as some achievements of Ghana. Dr. Agridakun, however, believes this should translate in the development of the country.
You realize that the world actually goes around cooperation, collaboration, relationships, fundamentally. Consistently, Africa has been peripherized and marginalized because of the balkanization, among others. If you look at even our fundamental production and issues of our primary products and so on, the argument has always been that the developed North has been a double price setter. As what happens in New York or in London has to determine how much we are going to get for our cocoa or gold and so on. But that notwithstanding, there have been instances where we've also been able to hold our own. Don't forget that within the 56 years, we, even though democracy or governance oscillated between democracy and authoritarianism, at least for the last or the past 20 years or so, we've been able to consolidate, some gains as far as democratic governance is concerned.
On the way forward, Dr. Agridakun outlined some measures to be taken by government to enhance development.
Encourage good quality participation. We must continue to let opportunities exist for all Ghanaians, irrespective of where they come from, irrespective of political party they belong among others. We should continue to ensure that governments really are responsible and accountable. The social contract that they have signed with the people, we must insist that if you make good their promises under the contract. So citizens must be good citizens. obey the laws of the land, accept, you know, election results if necessary. I mean, when you think that the systems have been fair to you among others, we should be able to obey the laws of the land. Generally, abide by public policy and programs.
I caught up with some school children to find out if they really have any knowledge on Ghana's independence.
6 March is Ghana's independence. The white men and women came to collect our gold. She came to sack them.
6 March is when Ghana gained independence.
Yeah, so who helped us to gain independence? Before the Sakwame Nkrumah, how was it?
The white men.
And how were they willing us? Were they fair to us?
No. They're going to collect our minerals and some places in Ghana.
6th March is the year Ghana won independence. And it's celebrated annually.
6th March is Ghana Independence Day.
What do we do on 6th March?
The students, we march.
Who helped Ghana to gain its independence?
I forget.
As we celebrate this day, we say are equal to those who fought for the freedom we are enjoying.
That report was filed by Victoria Haji.